With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. A hot housing market in Queens shows no signs of slowing down. Christopher Snarby, owner of Exit Realty in Liverpool and Bridgewater, says the pandemic created a wild ride for sellers and buyers alike.
Well, it's been a crazy year in a lot of ways. We started off pretty normal winter in last January, February, March, and then the pandemic hit, and then things kind of slowed down for, you know, this early spring, but then May and June came and things just really took off.
According to the Nova Scotia Association of Realtors, 13,900 homes were sold in 2020, a 13% increase over 2019. Snarby says Nova Scotia and the South Shore in particular have been getting a lot of attention from buyers outside the province.
We just saw a lot of people from Ontario wanting to get out, partly because of COVID, but also partly because they just wanted a slower pace of life and the real estate prices here are so much cheaper. So we found a lot of people were choosing to sell their properties in Ontario and then buy something here equally nicer at a fraction of the cost.
That attention has gobbled up the inventory of available housing. Snarby says many of those buying from Ontario are doing so without ever setting foot in the home before signing. Buyers will arrange to either have a friend look at the property or view it virtually through online videos. Snarby estimates he sold 25 homes since May in this manner. Because of the increase in demand, Snarby says he's had to be proactive in finding homes for buyers.
I've been making calls to people who I know have been thinking of selling. I've been putting calls out on Facebook. A lot of our agents have been doing the same thing. And through that, we have had some people, you know, say, hey, yeah, I'd like to sell. But the big challenge for them, though, is that a lot of times there's nothing for them to go to.
Snarby says savvy sellers are watching the market for the home they want to become available before listing their houses. And when they do manage to find the right place, they're paying 10 to 15% more than last year.
It used to be that you could get a decent house in Queens County for $100,000, $125,000. And I would say now you're looking more in the $150,000 to $200,000 range for the same type of a house.
That's consistent with the trends in selling prices across Nova Scotia. While that jump in price may cause sticker shock for locals, Snarby says Nova Scotia still isn't seeing the drastic swings in prices experienced by other parts of the country.
We're not even close to like the Toronto and the Vancouver's. You can't get anything in Toronto for under $700,000 to $800,000. So we're definitely not there.
Snarby expects the hot housing market will continue into 2021.
I think the secret of South Shore is out, and I think people realize that we live in a great area with a lot to offer, close to the city, but still that slower pace of life. It's affordable. People are friendly.
Snarby suggests now may be the time for anyone looking to sell to put their home on the market.
The thing right now is there are still buyers out there who can't find homes, and there's not much on the market. So right now, if you were to list a property, you don't have a lot of competition. In the spring, you're going to have more competition.
For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.